Cowboys, they have paid Dak. I mean, I...
Show me the money.
I have mixed feelings about the whole situation. I've loved Dak ever since he came into the league. I wanted the Cowboys to draft Dak when he came into the league, about, you know, when he was available third, fourth round. I think even before the draft, I was like, you know, I wouldn't mind them drafting Dak Prescott. He's a winner. He did great at Mississippi State, and they ended up taking him, and look where he is now. One of the best quarterbacks in Cowboys history, and now the highest paid of all time. But this all just feels like a moot point for regular season success. Like, what after, especially after last year? I mean, that Packers game broke me, as you can tell if you're looking at me on the YouTube stream wearing a Cowboys hat and Cowboys sweatshirt. I am a completely broken Cowboys fan. But for real, it's like this season is very much like what if they go like 17-0? Cool. And then they win or they lose the first playoff game. Like, and that is the biggest problem I have with Dak and the Cowboys, is that you can pay all these guys, but what does it amount to at the end of the season, year after year? And Rashad, you made a point during the commercial break. It's like, what are you going to do? Like, what are your other options? Like, just let them walk and then roll with either Trey Lance or draft a quarterback? I mean, I don't know. I just have such mixed feelings, because Dak is my guy. Love him. Love him as the leader of this team. But it's like, what are we going to see over the next 4 years, 5 years? Because you got this season and then you got the 4 years after. So I am in such a, of course, with it being NFL Sunday week one, I am in a lot of mixed feelings. You have excitement for the season. You look at the roster. Hey, I think we might have a pretty good team this year. But again, I know how this story ends year after year, and it's always in disappointment. So to pay $60 million a year for disappointment, I don't know how to feel about it.
I mean, you can pay $60 million a year for, you know, Sam Darnold or Zach Wilson or one of those other free agent quarterbacks that's coming up this summer instead of Dak. And I think it's almost like being a Blazer fan, right? I think as Blazer fans, we know a lot about that. And at least in that, you know, those years that we were really bad, at least we had Dame. You know, at least we had like a Brandon Roy for one of them. So, like, you know, at least you had like something to smile about. And I think that's where you are right now as a Cowboys fan. You have the highest paid quarterback in the league, a guy who, you know, could have won MVP if Lamar Jackson didn't have, you know, the season that he had last year. You know, so I think for Dallas as a fan, I mean, looking at it differently, like, you guys still have a really solid team. An incredibly solid team. The defense is still good. Your offense is still good. The running back position is still kind of the biggest question mark that you would have right there.
Hey, but it would have been a cool running back group like 5 years ago, Dalvin Cook and Ezekiel Elliott.
And maybe it could be, you know, now. You know, we don't really know anything. But I think Dallas is going to be better than you think they are. But again, that playoff success is the part that's the head scratcher. And I think 49er fans are having the same kind of conundrum. Like, we're clearly good. We're clearly the best team, you know, around as far as pieces are concerned, but we just can't get over the finish line. Like, I know there's a lot of frustration there. I wouldn't know. My team, you know, won a whole lot, but now I get to be one of those fans knows that you're not doing anything for a long time.
What are you talking about? You have Drake May.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Well, Jacoby Brissett for a little bit, then Drake May.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
See,
I'm not confident about that one either, so we'll see.
And there's part of me that I have never seen the Cowboys get into a state in their franchise where they need to go quarterback early in the first round, like a top five pick, top three pick, and they have the option to select the best quarterback in the class. I haven't seen it. I mean, it's something that they haven't drafted a quarterback in the first round since Troy. And, like, it's... So that is where I am like, man, it would be nice to, I don't know, have an opportunity to draft a high prospect at quarterback. Now, Dak, he fell into the Cowboys' arms, and it's worked out great from a regular season standpoint. The Cowboys are always in contention. But again, it's just, I'm so, like, sick of the regular season accolades and how everything has gone great during the regular season, 12 straight wins. And this is more of a franchise problem than Dak's problem.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we saw him last year in the playoff game against Green Bay. He was shook.
And I think a lot of it is a lot of it was Dak in that game, yes. However, as a franchise, their owner is Cuckoo Cuckoo. That guy.
Hey,
is
but there's nobody
way off the reservation.
There's nobody that could do the job better than him.
Apparently, according to him, you know. So, but it's crazy. I think the rest of the world, the football world, that aren't Cowboy fans, look at it like, no, there's a lot of people that can do that job, you know, a little bit better than you. And when you have an owner who's also the GM and the spokesman and, you know, everything else for the coach at points, you know, as far as inserting his offense or his ideas into what's going to be carried out on the field. Like, I just think Jerry Jones, and nothing's going to change until he retires, which I don't think is going to happen.
Or dies. I mean, he's like 80 something,
you know, that's the way, you know, things kind of look, you know, for the Cowboys at this point. So it's a tough spot to be in because, you know, he's not going to quit. And apparently he's not going to die either. So, I mean, and granted, I'm knocking on wood here. You know, don't want him to. But
that was fake marble. So,
yeah, I don't know. There's wood somewhere,
well,
you know.
There goes Jerry.
knock on my head here. But it's a tough situation if you're a Cowboys fan because, again, as a roster, I think you're straight, right? You know, I think when you look up and down and you look at all the Pro Bowl and all pro names and stuff like that, it's like, man, you've got a solid squad. Like, so it's just, are they going to be healthy enough, and are they going to be cunning enough, I guess, is the main thing, to really get that first playoff win? Because I think once they get that one over that hump, they'll be fine.
Well, and they've gotten a couple with Dak. It's just getting past the divisional round. Get to a conference championship.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, I will not believe what I see with this team until I see the clock strike zero in a divisional round game and the Cowboys have the lead. Like, once that happens, I mean, like, that is the bar. You have not made a conference championship game since 97, I believe.
It's a long time.
It's a long ass time. So, again, good for Dak, now highest paid quarterback in the NFL, guaranteed money per annual, saw it coming, who's next on the list, we don't know.
That's not a tag I want, though. I mean, granted, it'd be great to have, you know, highest paid anything, but it feels like now it's just a tag, and now it's just come with a lot more expectation for Dak and the Cowboys. Like, if he comes out and has a so-so season, you know, 20 touchdowns, and, you know, they win 10 games, like, people are going to instantly start saying he's overpaid, overrated, start pocket checking. But I don't know, man. I think that comes with a lot of additional pressure that, again, I'm not sure. I think Dak can handle, but can the Cowboys?
Well, the question is now, who's next? Is Brock Purdy going to be a $65 million per year man
he's
here
been
soon?
Been to the championship game. Why why wouldn't you?
These salaries got to stop climbing at some point, because we were just hearing, it's like every Bengals receiver now saying that they want significantly more money than Jay Jeff just got and CD just got. So what, $75 million? $80 million? Like, when is this going to stop?
Yeah, Burrow, Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, they all got $55 million per year with their new deals. So as the seasons go, as the months turn into the next month, as the calendar keeps on going, another quarterback gets paid. And this time it is Dak Prescott, becoming the highest paid quarterback player in NFL history.